Well, good morning to you. KBND Morning News Time, 6:05. How you doing on this Tuesday? I'm Dave Jarvis, and again, I'm in for the count all week long, and happy to be here. Kim Birchfield, you're hanging around in the newsroom. What you doing in there?
Oh, just hanging out, you know.
Oh, okay.
Stuff and things.
Stuff and things.
In your local news, Bend police arrested a Bend man Monday afternoon for stealing a landscaping vehicle near Costco and crashing it. The truck and trailer were at a nearby apartment complex doing work when 37-year-old Jesse Beltis got in and tried to steal it. A resident of the complex saw Beltis crash the truck into the apartment building and ran after him and detained him until officers arrived. Alcohol has been determined to be a factor in this incident. Beltis is charged with drunk driving and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. And more signs of dissension among Deschutes County Commissioners and DA Patrick Flaherty. 1110 KBND Kelly Blyer reports.
Commissioners have written a 12-page letter to the State Bar expressing concerns over Patrick Flaherty. Flaherty calls it a sophisticated rendition of the anonymous bar complaint against him. Commissioner Alan Unger says many of their concerns deal with a grand jury investigation over job applications for the DA's office released to the Bend Bulletin.
Well, the county council has been subject to the grand jury investigation. There was quite a bit of records requests from the district attorney's office. All this has cost us time and money. And in a lot of ways, we feel like the process was one that wasn't that productive.
The state bar is investigating whether Flaherty violated the bar's rules for misconduct under state law. In a press release, Flaherty said he was disappointed the commissioners didn't speak to him about their concerns before contacting the state bar. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
A Bend man's pickup truck struck a Sandy police officer's car early Monday morning, injuring the officer who was making a U-turn to catch a traffic violator on Highway 26. The crash occurred around 4:45 a.m. when a 23-year-old Jonathan Crane of Bend accidentally struck the police officer's car on the left front side, and he was beginning to move on a traffic stop. The officer was taken to a Portland hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Crane was not injured. And local business leaders have been watching the debt ceiling debate. Some are wondering how interest rates may be affected. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more on that.
Darren Powderly with Compass Commercial in Bend says interest rates can obviously have a big impact on the operating costs for business. So higher rates can sometimes mean fewer jobs.
And the cost of borrowing would then limit their ability to grow their businesses and obviously occupy spaces in our commercial properties here in Central Oregon, which would put further downward pressure on an already beat up segment of the industry.
And interest rates are historically low right now. Do you think that's one of the things that's kind of keeping us from going into a double dip?
Absolutely.
Powderly says some rates are as low as 3, 4, and 5% for business loans. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And Facebook's addition to Prineville has been a real boost to that area. Just last week, it was announced Facebook will be adding a second building with construction starting this fall. State Representative Jason Conger was a lead lawmaker on passing renewal of the state's enterprise zones with this last session. He believes enterprise zones spur growth.
Not only do I believe it helped it happen sooner, I think that the enterprise zone was one of the key reasons why Prineville was selected for a data center for Facebook in the first place, as well as the expansion.
Conger says enterprise zones were key in bringing T-Mobile to Redmond and Bend Broadband to Bend. And good news if you enjoy fishing up in the Mountain High Lakes. The state just dropped thousands of fish in many nearby lakes. Ryan Messmer says they just released about 345,000 trout in roughly 500 lakes throughout the Cascades. It gives people a chance to have a fairly pristine fishing experience that they wouldn't otherwise have. Ryan says while it's really good fishing, lots of snow this year makes it a little trickier to access some of the high lakes, so you'll need to be prepared. And coming up in your local news in just 25 minutes, Oregon Attorney General John Kroger will be in Bend today, and he'll survey some areas of the Deschutes River that show some disturbing signs of pollution. That's a look at your local news. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.